Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Everybody wants one in the end. There's no use in trying to pretend. I'm telling you everybody wants a friend. I'm telling you it's so good to have a friend. Stuck inside.
Thank you.
people free to sing. My life's much too messy, my love's insincere. These scars burn like fire, and save me with fear.
mind, praise, and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. All righty. Well, let's get into the message. It's titled The Truth of Sanctification. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God, a man, loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life His death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of His desire for all those who would believe in Him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. There is a level of freedom from sin in Christ that most of us in the body have yet to reach. Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verses 14 to 19. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. And for their sake I can consecrate myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. So Jesus declares the truth about you and me, that we have yet to walk in fully, that our sanctification is linked to His consecration. He declares that we are not of the world just as He is not, that He has sent us into the world as He was sent, and prays that we would be sanctified in the truth. For too long, we have sat idle with the incredible gift of freedom bought at the highest price by the blood of Christ, and left it unwrapped and thereby not experienced. But by the blood of Jesus, we are transformed from being of the world or the conditions and brokennesses of the world to be given a new nature and identity in righteousness and holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And later in verse 21, Paul writes, for our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The gift of holiness is yours to be continually unwrapped and unexperienced day after day. Your portion of righteousness and peace in the Holy Spirit, not the weight and consequences of the sin-wrought world. So how do we open this incredible gift of holiness? How do we pursue sanctification? What does it mean to be sanctified in the truth? It starts with renewing your mind every day to the truth of our new nature in Christ. We will never be able to live righteously if we continue to believe we are sinners by nature. Christ has given us a new nature and filled us with the Holy Spirit, who offers us freedom from sin in the midst of every temptation. But unless we spend time in the secret place, renewing our mind and allowing God's love to satisfy and transform us, righteousness will only ever be a lofty goal that feels unachievable. Next, we must pursue obedience to the Holy Spirit every single time He guides us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8 says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles, who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, as we are told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. So we must not disregard the leadership of the Holy Spirit towards purity. If you feel you like you shouldn't watch a TV show or movie, then don't. If the Spirit takes away your peace about anything you're doing, follow His guidance. Whatever you are doing in the moment might not be sin, but it might lead you down a path to sin. Trust the guidance of the Spirit. Follow where His peace, presence, and word take you. And pursue obedience and freedom at all costs. may experience sanctification and truth today as you meditate and spend time fellowshipping with the Spirit in guided prayer. So meditate on the truths of Scripture about your righteousness. Allow God's Word to transform the way you think about yourself and sin. Allow it to lay a foundation for your present pursuit and sanctification and break the bonds of past weaknesses and sin. John chapter 8, verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So ask for forgiveness for any sin you have in your life. Spend time receiving God's forgiveness and allow Him to lay a foundation for righteousness. Ask Him why you struggle with certain temptations. Ask Him what the path to freedom is for you. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Blessed be the man who remains steadfast. James chapter 1, verse 12 to 16. Blessed be the man who remains steadfast in the trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and He Himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. That desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Spend time resting in the presence of God. Allow His love to fill you up, satisfy you, and transform you. Take note of how much more satisfied the presence of God is than anything in the world. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. Psalm chapter 73, verse 28. But for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. The God you serve loves you and longs to empower you and free you from every sin that entangles you to the brokenness of the world. Therefore, may you be filled with joy at the truth of who you are in Christ. May you pursue obedience and righteousness with fervor and devotion. And may you experience an abundant life available to you as you are continually sanctified in the truth. I highly suggest you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Now, let us get into the most important question of the evening. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road, never knowing which way to go, or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need something. Or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, or gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like to welcome you to the family of God. We would like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you will tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right. All right. Let's bring on a dear friend of mine. I believe this is Paulie. Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
Hey, Ken, how are you, man? How are you?
All right, I'm fine.
Hey, good to hear. Hey, I just wanted to get your point of view on something. This is totally different. They were proposing heroin injection sites in the city I live in, right?
Okay.
So in my mind, I'm totally against it, top to bottom, right? At some point, there needs to be some self-accountability. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How you been, though?
I've been doing okay. I had a problem earlier today trying to get the show started. That's why I'm so late at having a show.
Why is there no shows this week? I miss your shows, and like I'll listen at work, man. I remember when you were more engaging, like you kind of laid back on the calls, like you'll take calls and just like always talk. When you're engaging, man, you're the best at what you do, So, I don't know. More calls, more talking, Is there anybody else on the line?
No, nobody's pushed the 1 key.
Oh, no shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cuss. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Did you get your vaccine?
No, not yet.
Not yet. How you feel about the vaccine? I kind of want to wait.
Well, I don't know. If they say it works, okay, then I'll take it.
I don't know. I just figured I'd call and say what's up, man, and see how you're doing. Hang in there. I know you got the COPD. Don't eat any bat soup. That, this is what it all started from. One person's decision to eat bat soup.
Yeah.
Maybe relate. It could have been related to Doug, But, all right, man, I'll let you go. You can put me back on mute.
Okay, buddy. God bless you.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, see you.
All righty. Well, that was Paulie, guys. Good to hear from him. It's always good to hear from Paulie. All right. Well, let's play some more music since I was the only caller. Okay. Here we go.
They could take any name that I made for myself. They could take any pride I've got as well. But there are some things that I can't afford to lose. I could be nobody as long as I'm someone to you. Thank you. But you know that's a race I don't care. So I lay down any dreams of a vain success. Oh, I'd rather run to you instead. So let's get face to face. Look me straight in the eye. I want these words I say to echo. I could be nobody as long as I'm someone to you. If fortune's a siren singing my name, if the song is so sweet that I can't turn away. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. Amen. The Father says today, I am here. Talk to me. Stop casting about in your mind looking for panic buttons. Roll all your cares upon me, for I am superintending all the circumstances of your life. Some have said that you shouldn't pray for certain things, but that is not true. I am concerned about every big and every small matter in your life. Indeed, the very hairs on your head are numbered, and when one of them is altered, the tally books of heaven are changed to reflect the happenstance. That is just how involved I am in your life. I am an all-in, says the Father. Where your needs and desires are concerned, I am not neglecting, nor am I ignoring you. Every breath that you take is sanctioned and gifted to you by a determinate decision on my part to keep you walking around on earth. You are not just some biological set of process I have spun off into existence without taking minute care and oversight of every single moment of your day. So know then that the situation at hand didn't take me by surprise. I am not pacing before the throne, wringing my hands, wondering what I am going to do next about this fine fix you have found yourself in. Neither does it matter whose fault it is, even if you brought things upon yourself. There are those who have suggested I will not bail you out of the trouble you created yourself. I submit to you that where men's matters are concerned, there is no other kind. Learn to politely ignore the congregation of the uninformed who think they speak for me, but they get me all wrong every time. I am a lover, says God. I love you with an everlasting love. I will never leave you or forsake you. Run to me. Trust me. Go ahead and dream a bigger dream. Broaden your horizons and believe for alternatives to where you are at now. I am walking in your midst, and I am working by my hand. You will not be disappointed as you let go of your way of doing things and relinquish all to my sovereign governance, says the Lord. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to all who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay. Yes, I plan on watching the football playoff games this weekend. Yes, I plan on. Just like I watched last weekend. Well, this past weekend. Yeah. So, with that being said, okay, and we have no more callers, okay? Yes, let's go Buffalo. I guess I'm going to end the show early. Okay, it was great having the show late. Okay, it is getting late because some of you guys are on the East Coast. So I want to say I love you all. God bless you. And man, Mark, I can't get into Discord. Somebody did something, and I can't get into Discord. Okay. So, you're all welcome. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we got Doug to push the one key. Okay. Hello, Doug. Hello.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you?
No good. Well, I guess you're going to end the show, so I guess I don't have much to say. So, you know.
Okay. So, yeah, you've been doing okay? Everything going okay up there?
Yeah, all great. All good.
That's good. That's good.
Yep, all the trolls can kiss my ass. Because it's all good here. Amen. Peace out. See you later.
Okay, take it easy, my brother. God bless you. Okay, well, that's it for tonight. I want to say God bless you, everybody. Maybe I'll have a show tomorrow night. Okay, hopefully I can get it running in time. Okay, I don't have a problem with Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if it's just me or what, but lately I've been having problems with Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight. Have a blessed night.